This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Deborah Klementowski, Deborah Klementowski. Date of birth 5/17/1956. Date of appointment 5/23/2023. Requesting physician Nicole Santiago, NIE. CHOLESANTIAGO. Dear Nicole Santiago, I have the pleasure of seeing Deborah Klementowski today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. She came to my office with her daughter. As you know, she is 67-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who is getting confused, not remembering the things. She has a frequent fall. She has a stenosis of less than 50% in the carotid arteries. She was in St. Mary's Hospital due to syncope. Workup done, including MRI of the brain, is negative. She was diagnosed with UTI. She forget easily. Memory is not good. She lives alone. She is getting physical therapy, occupational therapy at home. She cannot drive, cannot cook, or daughter take care of financial issue. She need reminder to take shower. She does not have any pets. Feels dizzy and becomes agitated, and she yell and shout on the people. Past medical history. Hypertension, nicotine dependence, repeated fall. Past surgical history, hysterectomy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, ascorbic acid, calcium carbonate, famotidine, cyanocobalamin, multivitamin, thiamine, atorvastatin, amlodipine. Social history, smoke one pack of cigarette per day. She was a heavy drinker. She just stopped drinking. She's retired. She's divorced. Lives alone. Have two children. Family history, mother disease, cancer of the cervix. Father disease, dementia. Three sister, two deceased. One alive. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat. Pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having confusion, memory loss, trouble walking, muscle pain, back pain, physical examination. Blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen, sound, bowel sound, present, neck, supple, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert. Awake, oriented, time 3, I did the mini mental status examination, and she scored 26 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extra ocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5 or 5, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait, ataxic, rhombic test positive. Assessment and plan. 67-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, Alzheimer's disease. Number 2, depression. Number 3, anxiety. Number 4, peripheral neuropathy. Number 5, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron bending capacity, and vitamin D. I would like to start the Aricept 5 mg PO daily. Her frequent fall is due to the peripheral sensory neuropathy and gait ataxia. When she will come back next time, I will increase the dose of the Aricept, and she might need a medication for anxiety and depression. I would like to see her back in my office in 2 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.